I'd like to turn to the scriptures, please, for four just short readings. First of all, in the third chapter of Romans, please. It's good to see quite a number gathered. We appreciate all who have come, and I count it an honour to share the meeting here in Lurgan with our esteemed brother, Mr. Lennox. Romans chapter 3, please, verse number 19. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. The end of verse 22, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Chapter 5, please, verse number 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now look over in the scriptures, please, to 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse number 18. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And finally, please, for a verse in John's Gospel, chapter number 3, please. Chapter 3 of John, and verse number 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Now we know that God will add a blessing to these very familiar verses that we have read from the Holy Scriptures. Now the little thought that's on my mind for this meeting is very simple. We have read in Romans chapter 3, and we want to look at it in a very simple way tonight. We want to think of something that affects us all. And in our opening, the opening part of the meeting, I would like all that are here, whether you're used coming to gospel meetings, or whether this is maybe your first gospel meeting, I would like you to think of these things personally, the things that from the scripture we're going to look tonight that personally affect you. We want to think from Romans chapter 3, first of all, that sin affects me. And sin affects you. We want to think of personal, that sin affects us all. We'll be glad to get to Romans chapter 5. There we read that God loves me. We've read in that lovely text, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not only want to see tonight that God, that sin affects me, but we're glad to announce another night that God loves me. Then we'll be glad to get to that text in 1 Peter 3 and 18. Then we'll be glad to read those lovely words that Peter writes. Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he may bring us to God. There we want to see that Christ has died for me. Quite a number in our meeting tonight have been able to sing in truth. It was for me. Yes, all for me. O love of God, so great, so free, wondrous love, I'll shout and sing, he died for me. That's what I would love in the night's meeting. Some soul or soul who has come into the meeting without Christ, that you would get a true appreciation tonight of your sin, and of the love of God, and of the death of Christ. And then your soul go out through the doors tonight rejoicing for the first time that my sins are gone, my fears are o'er, and I shun God's presence now no more. In chapter 3 of John and verse number 36, there we want to think of the promise of God that includes me. He is the promise of God to every trusting soul in Christ as personal Savior. He says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. I tell you, dear people, tonight is a great message that we have to proclaim here tonight in Lurgan Gospel Hall. We're glad to be able to announce that none need perish, all may live, for Christ has died. When we think of these words that we have read in Romans chapter 3, we see very clearly from just a casual look at these verses that God's verdict of mankind is sweeping. That God's verdict of mankind, as we have read, that the whole world, that's every boy and every girl, And every man and every woman, as the Scripture says, the whole world.
That's us all.
That's no exception. Some might have come into the meeting and you say, John, that's fine. I'm not one that goes to meetings. I don't really pay too much attention to God. I don't pay too much attention to heaven, think too much about heaven. I don't think too much about hell. I don't think too much about the Bible. I don't think too much about sin. This really doesn't affect me. But dear soul, I would like you to understand from the Word of God tonight, whether you're usually one that comes to listen to the gospel, or whether you're here tonight for the first time, and maybe have never heard the gospel much before, we would like you to understand clearly tonight from the Word of God that sin affects you. Whether you have accepted that or not, whether you appreciate that or not, that's the teaching from the Holy Word of God, that sin affects each one that is in this present meeting. We have read further down the chapter, in chapter 3 and verse, at the end of verse 22, there is no difference. That is something, dear soul, that God's Word is so plain about, so clear, absolutely no difference. Why? All of sin. All have sinned and fallen short, missed the mark of the glory of God. I wonder, dear soul, would you appreciate that tonight? For the first time, that God's verdict about me is absolutely plain. And it's absolutely true. I might have had my own ideas about myself. I might have had my own ideas about my upbringing, about my ancestry or whatever. But the Bible is absolutely clear that sin really does affect me. In the chapter that we've read from, in chapter 5 and verse number 12, we read these words. Wherefore as by one man, that's Adam, sin entered into the world, death by sin, so death passed upon just a certain group. No. All men, that's all mankind. Why? All, A-L-L, have sinned. I tell you, that's a great thing for any man, woman, or boy or girl to learn in time, that God's truth and God's Word tells me my start is wrong for Adam's sin, and that affects me. And Adam's, it not only we started wrong, but sin has spread. It affects us all, no exclusions. Sin has spread. And we think of the serious consequences of sin. So someone in the meeting saying, well, what about it? The Bible says we all have sinned, so what? If we're all sinners, so what? Listen, dear soul. Could we get close to you tonight and just don't put it across the seat tonight. Just think of it personally from God's Word to you tonight as you sit in the seat. Here's God's truth to you. That the wages of sin is death. You may say, John, I don't think too much about it. Now, that's the way people want to read their Bibles, sing hymns, go to gospel halls, go to churches and hear the gospel, whatever. That's fine, let them do it. It doesn't matter to me, but dear soul, it does. It does affect you. But you know what the Savior said, and I would like you to learn this tonight, dear soul, from the Word of God. You know what the Savior said? Oh, learn it tonight, dear soul, from the Word of God. It affects me, and it affects you. Listen to the words of Christ. Christ looked upon an audience of people one day. And you know that Christ loves sinners. Would to God we that seek to speak a little bit of the love of some of the love about us that Christ had for souls. We read over and over again he had compassion on the multitude. We read that the man that turned his back on Christ, the eyes of Christ followed him. Jesus beholding him, he loved him. Dear people, I want to tell you tonight, listen to what Christ said on one occasion. He said it. If you die in your sins, now girls, could I ask you, gentlemen and boys and older ladies in the meeting, could I ask you, think seriously tonight about your sin, for here's the words of Christ tonight. He says, if you die in your sins, imagine, Imagine one sitting in the hall here. It started wrong. We all started wrong. Sin separates us in time from God. But if we never have our sins forgiven, never have that experience of conversion, putting our simple, definite trust alone in Christ as Savior, the Savior said, you'll die in your sin. And he says, where I am, where I am. Oh, dear soul, listen to the words of Christ who loves your soul. He says, where I am, he says, you cannot come. So dear soul, I trust tonight from the word of God, if you have thought lightly about sin, if you have thought lightly, dear soul, of God's truth about you as you sit in the meeting, think, dear soul, seriously from this very moment that God's word tells me that sin affects me, and if my sins are not forgiven, if my sins are never cleansed, imagine, to live and die. And dear soul, I want to be faithful tonight to every soul in the meeting. We love every soul in the meeting. We appreciate all that have come. But could I say to you tonight, dear soul, plainly, if you die in your sins, you'll be in hell. And if you die in your sins, you'll be in the lake of fire forever. Sin affects us all. I'm glad to get over that, friend. I love to get to Romans 5 and 8. Listen. Here's a message I want to tell you all tonight, dear soul, from the Word of God, that God loves me. And God loves you. You might have no time for God, dear man. Dear ladies in the meeting, you might have no time for God. You might get up in the morning and never think of God till you lie down again, and tomorrow's the same, and the next week will be the same, and all your past life, you never think about God that gives you breath and all these good things that God has given you. But I want to tell you so that God loves you. And could I say to every soul in the meeting without Christ, in God's name, don't die in your sins and go down to hell, for God has loved you. And God has given his Son. And Christ has died in order that you can be saved. Listen to these golden words. I tell you to tell our souls tonight that we can stand here and we can look at everyone in the meeting. Listen, we can tell you men. Women, boys, and girls, listen to the message of the gospel and listen to it. God commendeth his own love towards who? Towards you. And towards me. That's something, dear soul, that I can't explain, that you and I are guilty sinners. You and I have taken our own path, just went our own way, followed our own path, and yet the truth of the Bible is this. As we couldn't let Lurgan go over without quoting John 3:16, could we? Oh, listen to the word of God concerning God's love for mankind. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Could we think we sometimes sing the ocean fill, and were the sky of parchment made, and every blade of grass a quill, to write the love of God above, we drain every ocean dry. I tell you, God is love. We, not that we love God, but that God loved us. I wonder, dear soul, would it melt your heart and heart tonight? I wonder, would it turn you in repentance to God tonight? To think that even though I am a sinner, as we read here in Romans 5 and 8, God commended his own love toward us while we were yet sinners. Just while we were sinners and in our sins, God loves us. God loves me. And God loves you. Dear soul, if you don't get saved in the meeting, and God spurs you to get home before you retire for the night, dear soul, let the truth of God into your soul tonight that God loves a sinner like me. You say, my say, John, you mean to tell me 7 billion soldiers in the world that God is a real interest in me? He has, friend. Every girl here, God is an interest in you. Every boy, God is an interest in your voice. Every lady and gentleman, we want to tell you, God is an interest in you. We'll see in a moment, dear soul, that God, in John chapter 3 and 17, we read these words. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. But why did God send him into the world? It's sinners like you, that sinners like you and I might receive. If that's not love, dear soul, tell me what is.
that God had once shone the delight of his heart, and yet they are slowly moved out towards sinners like you and I. God commanding his own love toward us while we were yet sinners. Christ, thank God, Christ has died for us. Thank God for God's love towards us. And we sometimes sing, you know, and I wonder would it touch your heart tonight, dear one in the meeting. It reaches me. It reaches me. Pure exhaustless, ever flowing, wondrous grace, wondrous love. It reaches me. It reaches you tonight, dear soul. Sin affects me. God has loved me. 1 Peter 3:18. Quoted already today here in the conference. I love this text. Yes, dear soul, God has loved us. God has sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, into the world. Not that we love God, God loved us. And has sent his Son into the world, that the world through him might be saved. Here's what Christ has done. The one in the meeting here, you realize, yes, personally sin affects me. I'm a guilty, helpless sinner. It is true that God has loved the like of me, a sinner condemned, unclean, a guilty sinner. God has loved me. And God has sent his Son, the Savior. Listen to what Peter tells us. You know, I love Peter's writings. Two of our brethren preached about it today. Listen to what Peter says about Christ, that Christ also hath once suffered. Oh, dear soul, I'd like to stop here for a moment. I'd like to lift Christ to every soul in the meeting now. I'd like you to point you to Calvary. I'd like you to realize what took place at Calvary. Not only God gave his Son, God sent him. But thank God, when God's Son was on the cross, God made to meet upon his Son, God made to meet upon his Son the iniquity of it all. So soul in the meeting, dear friend, desires to be saved. Listen to these words. Christ also hath once suffered for sins. That's what Christ has done. On the cross. He has suffered for sin. He never sinned. He couldn't sin. He was absolutely sinless, God's beloved Son. But on the cross, dear soul, he suffered for sin. So that's what Christ has done. Who has Christ suffered for? The just. That's Christ. The holy, the just, the sovereign of the skies, stooped down to wretchedness and dust that giddy worms might rise. I tell you, soul, you talk about a story. This is the greatest story ever told. It's the truest story ever told. It's the greatest love story ever told. That God loved the sinner, and God sent his Son, and Christ on the cross went to Calvary and suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that it might bring us to God. You know, as Paul the Apostle appreciated the death of Christ, here's what Paul says. Paul says, the Son of God. He couldn't get much more personal than this now. Christ, he says, the Son of God loved me, as the Apostle. But he says he gave himself for me. That's why we sang, our brother gave out those hymns tonight. Wonder, friend, was the truth of it dawn upon your soul tonight? Was it for me? Sin affects me. God has loved me. The death of Christ, was it for me? Was it? Was it for me? He bowed his head upon the cross and freely shed his precious blood, that crimson tide. Was it for me? Was it? Well, I tell you, there's many of us in the meeting tonight, and we can sing with joy and truth that it was for me. Yes, for me. Yes, all for me. Oh, love of God, so great, so free, wondrous love, I shout and sing. Sin affected me. My sins deserve eternal death, yes. God has loved me. Christ has died for me. And the sinner who believes is free. It was for me, it's all for me. Oh, love of God, so great, so free, wondrous love, I'll shout and sing. He died for me. Would it be enough for a dear soul in the meeting tonight? I trust it will. I trust the language of your soul this very night will be in reality. I seek. no other argument. I want no other plea. All my struggling, all my trying, and all my efforts to no avail. No avail. I seek no other argument. I want no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died. It was all for me. For me. God's word to me. Here's the promise of God, friend. Here's the promise of God to any sinner in the meeting. Realize that sin, it's mine. My sins not forgiven will take me down eternally to the lake of fire. Don't forget that. So those that are careless about their souls in the meeting, let that in, friend. Sin will take you to hell and to the lake of fire forever. God has loved me. Christ has died for me. God's word to me. He that believeth on the Son. That's how a soul gets saved, friend. Can we sing it? Jesus, I will trust thee. Trust thee with my soul, guilty, lost, and helpless. Thou canst make me whole. There is none in heaven, nor on earth like thee. Thou hast died for sinners. You've died for sinners. You've died for me. He that believeth on the Son, Christ. God's word to the soul that trusts Christ. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. I trust the Lord will bless his word and help our brother, Mr. Lennox.